China.
COVID-19. Controlling science. The man who sequenced the COVID genome is locked out of his lab.
Since COVID-19 emerged over 4 years ago in the central city of Wuhan, the Communist Party has made life miserable for those seeking to study the disease and share their findings with the world. Take Zhang Zhongjun, a Chinese virologist whose team sequenced the genome of the virus that causes COVID in early 2020. Days later, he granted permission for a British scientist to publish the groundbreaking work. This allowed the world to design COVID tests and begin developing vaccines. But to party officials, hell-bent on deflecting blame for their missteps in managing the outbreak, it was a betrayal. Dr. Zhang's lab was investigated for wrongdoing. Today, China remains ill-prepared for a COVID-like outbreak, and the party continues to torment scientists whose work might expose its shortcomings. In late April, Dr. Zhang was informed that his lab in Shanghai, which was examining the origins of COVID, would be shut down. In a post on Weibo, a Chinese social media platform, he said he had been barred by guards from entering the facility. So, on April 28th, he and some colleagues began a sit-in protest at the lab's doors. "I won't leave or quit," he wrote. "I am pursuing science and the truth." Photos circulating online appear to show Dr. Zhang sitting defiantly in a wicker chair or sleeping on the ground outside the lab as guards watch over him in the background. Dr. Zhang is one of many Chinese scientists who have put their careers on the line by searching for answers about the nature of COVID and its spread. After sequencing the genome, he warned Chinese officials about the severity of the disease. His lab was quickly ordered to close temporarily for rectification, but it would be 2 weeks before the government confirmed that human-to-human transmission was taking place. China's leaders have worked tirelessly to avoid blame for the pandemic. They have detained and punished whistleblowers, promoted a conspiracy theory that America was the source of the virus, and blocked global efforts to study where it came from. At the same time, they claim to have delivered a timely warning to the world about the dangers of COVID while presenting China as a model of infectious disease control. The case of Dr. Zhang belies such boasts. Shanghai's health authorities claim that his lab is being renovated and that his team has been offered another space. His original social media post has been deleted. One on May 1st stated that he had reached an agreement to continue his work and that staff could freely, but temporarily, get access to the lab. His determination is admirable, but it seems unlikely that he or any other scientist operating in China will be allowed to discover and share new truths about the origins of COVID-19.